All right, Lisa, there's a recent report out that Iowa just finished second in volunteering, which is always great for our state. And Habitat for Humanity is obviously a great place to go and volunteer your time. Can you explain a little bit about what Habitat does?
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. Yeah, well, Habitat, really the structure of Habitat revolves all around volunteers. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without volunteers. So Habitat, we work with qualifying partner families to build or renovate a simple, decent, affordable home for them. And the key being affordable. We don't build elaborate homes. We want to help families that are low income have a safe, decent place so that they don't have to spend a lot of money on repairs and things like that. And then they can eventually pay off the rest of their bills and become debt free is really the overall goal.
All right. And you guys are taking applications right now for those families, actually.
We are. There are four main criteria for someone to qualify. The first one is they have to live or work in Marion County for at least a year. They have to have a need for adequate shelter. So that really means living in poor conditions or all the way up to not being able to get a conventional loan to purchase their own home. So if someone could walk into a bank today and get approved for a mortgage, then they don't qualify for Habitat. The third one is they have to have a willingness to partner with us. Partner families are required to complete up to 300 hours of sweat equity hours. Those are volunteer hours working on the homes or volunteering in the community for a nonprofit organization. Then they are also required to take partner family education classes, which focus on home maintenance, budgeting, a little bit about Habitat for Humanity, things like that. Then the fourth qualification is that they have to have the ability to pay. We don't give houses away. We sell houses for the cost it takes to build them, and then we finance them with a zero interest mortgage. So Habitat homeowners make monthly mortgage payments back to Habitat, which then goes to build future houses. Now the income guidelines are 30 to 60% of the area median income.
All right, and you talked about sweat equity hours. You guys do have ways, too, for disabled people to put in those hours that can't necessarily maybe do work on the home itself.
Yes, we do. That's why we don't require all of the hours to be done building houses. They could also help volunteer in the office. They could help volunteer at other organizations throughout Marion County. So if someone is disabled, we will find something appropriate for them to do.
Right now, we've got some projects going up in Marion County. We do have the twin houses kind of sitting on Marion Street there next to the square across from the old junior high, and they're pretty far along already now. How long have you guys been working on them, and what else do you got left to do?
We started on those houses in May, and we've had a couple delays because of weather and rain and things like that, but we do plan on those two houses to be finished and dedicated on October 1st. We typically work on those every Saturday, except if it's Nationals weekend or a holiday.
Same thing.
Yes, same thing. But typically every Saturday, starting around 7:30, and then we work till about 3:30. Anyone that wants to volunteer can just show up. They do have to be 16 years old, and if they are 16 or 17, they have to have a parent permission. So a parent has to sign their slip, and they're not allowed to use power tools under the age of 18. But other than that, anyone can show up. Please make sure that you are dressed appropriately with closed-toed shoes, clothes that you don't mind if they get paint on them or get slightly ripped. But we'll have all the forms for you right there. You can just sign up and start working.
What else do you got left to do on those homes now?
Well, right now we're starting on the siding. We use a different type of siding now. Instead of vinyl, we're using a compressed wood siding. It's more sustainable, more environmentally friendly. So we'll be putting up the siding, we'll be painting the siding, and then we'll be starting on the inside of the house. When you see a house being built, it's really deceiving because it looks like the house is going up really fast, but then all of the inside of the work has to be done yet. So the inside is studded up, but we'll have to do the drywall. I mean, everything on the inside is still needs to be done. So we'll still need quite a few volunteers to get those projects completed by October 1st.
All right. And there's also other projects that you have going on throughout the county right now. Do you want to care to share a little bit more about those?
Yes, we actually are starting our two fall projects, starting not with volunteers, but getting the excavation done for those. At 705 East Main in Knoxville will be the Knoxville High School Construction Trades class for this next coming year. They'll be building a house there. And then in Pella, we have at 135 Prairie Street, we're starting on a project there for this fall, and that will be the Pella Community High School Construction Trades class, working on that during the week, and then our volunteers will be working on that house during the weekend. And we were also very fortunate to acquire a property at 802 Patrick Street in Knoxville, and we will be doing some minor rehab items to that house, and then we'll be able to resell that to a qualified family also.
All right, anything else you wanted to share?
You know, we're just always looking for volunteers. We're always seeking donations from the community, and we're also seeking applicants. You know, so there's three ways to really get involved: to volunteer, make a donation, or if you know of someone that might qualify, please give them our information.
And if you're looking for donations, is that money? Are you also looking for supplies? Or what kind of donations are you looking for?
Yeah, we accept all kinds of donations, actually. Typically, most people just donate money, but we also need land. And we particularly need land in Pella. We have quite a bit of land right now in Knoxville, but we can't build a house if we don't have land. And so contributions of land are always welcomed and accepted. Skilled labor, we don't have volunteers do the electrical or the plumbing, things like that. That'd just be scary. So if you're a subcontractor, we do accept donations of their time and donations of materials. Typically, we don't accept used materials because we put all new in our houses. But if somebody does have some donations of used materials, they can always take them to the ReStore in Des Moines. The Habitat for Humanity in Des Moines has a ReStore. And if they say they're from Marion County, then they'll give us a portion of the profits from that sale.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.